Krishna up there looking at the forest, I will run the fastest and be the first to touch him.
Oh, no, Deva Prasta, I will be the first to touch Krishna.
No, no, you don't. I will be the first.
There, I touch Krishna first. Watch me dance like that peacock. Peacock, peacock, peacock.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Look here, Mandali Bhadra. See the shadow of this bird? Let's see if we can follow it.
Oh, monkey, you look so funny. You can't get away, silly monkey. I've got you.
Here comes a frog. Here, he's going to the water. I'll follow him.
When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastimes with his boyfriend, one Agasura demon became very impatient. He was unable to see Krishna playing, so he appeared before the boys, intending to kill them all. He was so terrible, even the demigods were afraid of him.
This Krishna has killed my sister Putana and my brother Bakasura. Now I shall kill him along with all his friends and calves. My name is Agasura. I'm fat and round. My lip is in the sky, my jaw is on the ground. My wide open mouth is just like a cave. Soon it will be Krishna's grave. From my mouth hot wind blows, from my eyes fire glows. Now I am waiting to swallow you. Please come in, dear boy of blue.
Look, Sridham, there's something lying on the road. What do you suppose it could be?
Vishala, this figure appears to be a great animal, ready to swallow us all. Just see, is it not a big snake that has widened his mouth to eat us?
Yes, what you say is true. But if we all at one time entered in the mouth of this great serpent, how could he possibly swallow us all? And even if he could, Krishna would save us.
Yes, yes.
Let's go in.
Then, talking in that way, all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna entered the mouth of the great Agasura demon. Unlike the demigods, they had no fear of the demon because they had taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna.
They've all entered my mouth. Ha! Now I have them. When the children die, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan will die of grief. Ha 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 ha! Oh, all except Krishna have entered. He's the one who killed my brother and sisters. I will wait for him.
Krishna is the assurance of safety to everyone. But when he saw that his friend had entered the belly of the serpent, he became momentarily aggrieved. Even though there was factually no concern on Krishna's part, he was thinking that way out of love for his devotees.
Oh, no! All my friends have entered the mouth of Agasura. What shall I do?
I know. I also will enter into the demon.
When Krishna entered the demon's mouth, all the demigods began to cry. At the same time, all the friends of Agasura, especially Kansa, who were accustomed to eating flesh and blood, began to express their jubilation. While the demon was trying to smash all the boys, Krishna heard the lament of the demigods, and he immediately began to expand himself within the belly of the serpent. He grew bigger and bigger until the demon could no longer breathe. His big eyes moved violently, and he quickly suffocated. Finally, his life air burst out of a hole on the top of his head and hovered in the air. Then the demon's body fell dead, and the boys emerged unharmed.
Krishna has saved us from the terrible demon.
We were as if dead, but Krishna brought us back to life.
When Krishna emerged from the demon's mouth, the shining spirit soul that had been hovering in the air merged into the body of the Supreme Lord, and thus Agasura gained liberation by the eternal mercy of Krishna. The demigods were overwhelmed with jubilation and began to praise him, saying,
"Die, die, all glory to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Die, die, all glory to the Supreme Personality of God.
Thank you.